From Los Angeles, it's the Fake Likas Podcast.
Oh, God.
And now, here he is, Fake Likas. Thank you for tuning in to the Fake Likas Podcast Show. This is where the world gets together to talk about the issues you really care about. It's a different kind of podcast. We're the podcast that is not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No! I am your host. Write down our email address. You're going to need it. It's fakelikeus@gmail.com. fakelikeus@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for logging on. Thank you for being part of the program. And it's a very special podcast because we have a guest here. And we don't normally have guests, but we have made an exception because I was in Corpus Christi and saw this man performing his stand-up comedy. And he really blew the room away. I mean, this guy blew the room away. And I've seen them all. I've seen Drew Carey. I've seen Richard Jenny. I've seen all of them. But there is something about Donnie Nern that, to be quite candid with you, is unlike anything I've ever seen. Dear. And we welcome Donnie Nern to the Fake Likas Podcast. Hello, Donnie.
Hey, Fake Likas.
Hello, dear. You were unbelievable in Corpus Christi at the Corpus Comedy Cave.
Thank you.
And is that a club that you work regularly?
Probably like two or three times a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
They don't like to bring the same people back too soon. You know, the audience has seen you, and
yes.
They'd like to bring someone
yes.
new in.
Yes, keep it fresh.
Exactly.
Yes. And I understand you're married. Does your wife travel on the road with you? Do you bring that bitch with you on the road?
No, actually, to tell you the truth, I do a lot of material about my wife. Because, I'm sorry. The topic of a woman.
Your material is so funny that sometimes it's hard to even do it. I understand.
Yeah, I mean, the topic
of a
wife.
But let me tell you, Donnie, hearing it is even more difficult. My stomach hurt after your show in Corpus Christi.
You know what? I really appreciate that.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yes, I understand.
You know, the topic, I'm sorry, I got the giggles here. But
giggles, that's a club that you've played, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You're my best audience, I got to tell you. I heard you in the club that night.
Yes, I was laughing uncontrollably.
Yeah.
When I think something's funny, I laugh. And I haven't met a lot of people who are authentically funny. And you are.
Thank you. You know,
Something about your name, I mean, it's so uncommon.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll tell you something. I spell Donnie, D-O-N-N-E-Y. A lot of people either spell it with a Y or an I-E.
D-O-N-N-E-Y?
That's right. No, it's not. Really, it's not funny. What
yes,
happened was...
Yes, it is.
What happened is that my mom wanted to name me Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people that are named Donnie, like Donnie Osmond, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Their real name is Donald.
Yeah.
But people call him Donnie. She wanted me to just be Donnie and to make sure she spelled it D-O-N-N-E-Y.
Yes. Well, Donnie, you're on the Fake Likas Podcast.
I'm glad to be here.
Donnie Nern.
Yeah.
Whose bitch wife does travel with him.
No. I said she doesn't. Actually, there's something I wanted to tell you about
my
name Nern.
I misunderstood.
A lot of people, you know, they ask me when I'm on the road, how did you get the name Nern?
Yes.
It doesn't sound like anything we've ever heard before.
Uh-huh.
My family originates in Germany, and the last name used to be Nurnberg.
Are they Nazis?
No, they're not. They're not. The name used to be Nurnberg, and they were afraid that they would be associated with the Nurnberg trial, so they just cut off the Berg, and it's Nern.
Associated with the Holocaust.
Exactly. My parents would say, we don't, you know, we would prefer that people not see the name Nuremberg.
Not see.
But, you know, you mentioned my wife, and she doesn't travel with me on the road because actually I'm not married.
That's a good idea. Yeah. You have a wife, but you're unmarried.
Yeah. See, the thing is that the topic of wife is always comedy gold. So I do a lot of jokes about my wife, but really I don't have one.
Yeah.
But it provides me with a lot of material.
I love that.
Yeah. Like my wife, you know, she can really cook up a storm.
Yes.
But, you know, when I say storm, I mean like hurricane. Like that's how bad it is. It's a negative experience.
Bad cooking.
Exactly. Really bad.
Yeah, really,
really
bad.
Really bad. It's like the perfect storm. She cooks up a storm.
And you can't dump that bitch because there is no bitch.
Right? Yeah. I prefer not to be married. You know, it's hard to have a relationship when you're on the road 40
yeah.
weeks a year,
uh-huh.
which
yeah.
I am.
Yeah. 40 weeks a year.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a grind. It's a grind. But, you know, this is what I do. This is what I'm good at. It's my vocation, and
you are good at it. I mean, ask anybody who was at the Corpus Comedy Cave at Corpus Christi, and because Fake Lycus isn't the only one who was there. The house
right.
was packed. I mean, really packed them in here. I mean, unbelievably packed them in. Like some of the appearances I used to do at Camacho's. There were that many people there.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, I love Camacho's.
Yeah. Or Camacho's is out in Montebello, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I drive by there on the way to Fry's.
Uh-huh.
The electronics place is on the other side of the freeway.
I used to go there with my boys. Mm. Yep. Used to sign racks there.
Wow.
Have you ever signed a rack?
No. No. I went to Iraq, though, with the USO. And that was really something, visiting the troops. I'd like to get you to come to all my shows, man.
So
you, know,
you don't
sit down front?
Yes, right in front. Yes. So if you have no wife, then you have no mother-in-law. That must be difficult because that's always a great topic for comics.
Yeah, and you know what? I still do material about a mother-in-law because
even though
I do.
You don't have one.
Exactly, because I have the wife, so I have the mother-in-law. You know what's funny about mother-in-law? See, this is some material that I do.
Yes.
When you look at the words, because I consider myself a wordsmith,
uh-huh.
I craft my act very carefully with words.
Uh-huh.
Mother-in-law, when you look at it, in-law means you're married.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a legal process.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, like, you would never hear someone say your mother in common law. Like, if you're not married but you're living together. So when you get divorced, it's like breaking the law. You're breaking the law because you don't have the mother in law. Have you ever thought of that? I mean, it's...
No, see? I have never thought of that until now.
Yeah. It makes sense, though, right? But in like a comedy way. It has a little twist. Because what you like to do in comedy is you...
put a twist.
Yeah, you make an observation that we all make in everyday life. You put a little twist on the end.
Yeah.
And then it turns into the kind of zinger that most people don't think about.
And that's what you do, Donnie Nern. You do a lot of zingers.
Yeah.
And at the Corpus Comedy Cave in Corpus Christi, you did a lot of zingers.
Yep.
And you did a lot of one-liners.
Yeah.
And the crowd loved it.
Yeah, that's what I do.
They were crazy for it.
That's what I do.
And nobody does it as well as you do.
Thank you.
And you watch a lot of television. Fake Lycus watches a lot of TV.
I do. You know, that's part of the job is you have to see what people are into. You know, you always have to see, you know, like, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, which really should be called, I'm not a celebrity, what am I doing here? Because you look at the people that are on there, I mean, come on, you know?
Unbelievable. So Is that the extent of your TV viewing, dear?
No, actually, you know what? I used to be into boxing a lot.
Uh-huh.
And the network stopped carrying boxing, so it all became pay-per-view.
Yes, yes. Know? Uh-huh.
And pay-per-view boxing, I mean, when you really stop to think about it, you're paying like $54.95 to see two people beat each other up, right? But if I want to see people beating each other up for free, I can just go to a bar. You know, after a few drinks, people are going to take a shot at each other, and why pay the money?
Unbelievable. Why pay when you can get it for free?
Exactly.
That's what I've always said.
Yeah.
You know?
So, you know, that's my one little pet peeve there.
Yes.
With boxing.
Comics have to have pet peeves. You have to have something that gets under your skin.
Yeah.
You know, Donnie Nern is our guest on the Fake Like Us podcast show. And I understand that we were talking on the phone a couple of times ago. I understand you have a problem with your refrigerator.
Yeah, you know, really, it went on the fritz, you know, on the blink. And
on the fritz. On the fritz. And went on the blink.
Yeah, I'm not really like big on appliances, but here's what I was thinking the other day, okay?
You're not Bob Vila.
No. Have you ever asked yourself this question? Uh-huh. Why is it called a refrigerator? Because that means it's a refrigerator all over again. But what is a refrigerator? How do you refrigerate something that's not refrigerated to begin with?
I've never seen a refrigerator.
Right. But what is it to refrigerate? Because you're refrigerating. These are the kinds of things, you know.
Yeah, these are the kinds that the average person doesn't pick up.
Right. They happen in everyday life. Yeah, Next thing you know, uh-huh. Boom. Yeah. You know?
Boom. Boom. You know? Mm-hmm. Donnie Nern, our guest on the Fake Like Us podcast show. He will be at Frankie's Laugh Warehouse in Duluth. That happens on Friday.
Yeah, that's a great place to perform.
And there are two shows, I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 and 10:30. Mm-hmm. And he will also be at Hardy Har Har's. That's in Calexico on the California side of Mexicali.
Exactly.
Which is a great place to spend some time.
Oh, yeah. Yum. You do the shows, you cross over the border,
yes,
have a little, cut loose a little bit with the senoritas. It's good.
Cut loose with those bitches.
Oh, yeah. I know that there's like a monetary limit on how much you're supposed to spend, right, for dates and stuff, but down there it's all pesos.
$40.
Right.
No more than 40 pesos,
oh,
Donnie, or whatever the conversion is.
Yeah. I don't know if there's much conversion down there. A lot of them are Catholic. Hey, by the way, have you seen any of the press conferences lately with President Obama?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And his wife's always with him.
Yes, that bitch.
Yeah, but why, you know, isn't it better instead of calling her the First Lady, she's the Obama mama?
I certainly hope she's putting out.
Yeah.
You can use that in your act.
I think, can I? Oh, I'm going to make a note of that. Hold on a second.
Oh, boy. Oh, whoa. Ooh-wee. Donnie Nern, be sure to check out his website. And if you're in Corpus Christi, or you're going to be in Duluth, or you're going to be in Calexico, anywhere near Hardy Har Har's, you want to check him out. Fake Likas approved.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate that. You know what? You sell a lot of tickets for me.
Oh, thank you, Donnie.
You really do. By mentioning that.
Thank you, Donnie. Thank you for appearing on the Fake Likas podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Here you go, dear.